This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
About FIU spring practice this year, spring game. A lot going down in Miami. New faces, new year. Eric Henry, always doing what he does. FIU beat writer and Conference USA podcast host for SB Nation is kind enough to join us this evening. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time on this Wednesday.
Thank you for having me, Blue, as always. It's always nice to come on and chop it up with you, but especially after a little bit of spring football, right?
Yeah, and we hadn't had a chance to talk to you about spring. I mean, we were out of town for their spring game when they had their spring event, and so what was the last things that Coach Davis said in the press conference about the spring and, you know, leaving spring, going into the off season and summer? Were there anything that any pressing needs that had to be addressed?
Sure, Blue. So what I'll do is I'll answer that in two parts. I'll bring up the speed on kind of the latest happening since the last time we talked, and then I'll kind of hit on what Coach Davis talked about in the presser. You know, first things first is a new offensive coordinator. Andrew Briner comes in to replace Tim Harris Jr. As we know, went to UCF. Give you a quick elevator pitch on Andrew Briner. He comes from the Philadelphia Eagles, was on Doug Peterson's staff last year as a offensive analyst, but he's a 36-year-old guy, a young guy, but a, you know, pretty impressive resume. It was a head coach at Fordham, comes from the Joe Moorhead coaching tree. So Joe Moorhead, one of the early innovators of the RPO, was offensive coordinator at Mississippi State. So he comes to FIU and, you know, is really going to be implementing and trying to implement some facets of the RPO offense. And that's the thing. When we talked to Butch Davis, he said, hey, one of the keys for me was finding someone who's not going to come in and try to, you know, change the entire offense. It's too late in the game for that. We want to find someone who's okay with accepting our kids and what they do well and their terminology, some of the terminology we're running, but also, you know, bringing in some new things. And one thing he said specifically, Blue, was not wanting to be an 11 personnel all the time. And you know this with the talent they've recruited. When you got guys like, you know, Rivaldo Fairweather and then, you know, the Flex Josephs and KJ Owen, you can't just have one back, one tight end. You got to have, you know, find ways to get all that talent on the field. So to carry it over to spring, the big thing there, and again, you know, I'm coming to your wheelhouse. The Miami talent, the South Florida talent, finally making its way on the field. Flex Joseph, you know, the Devontae Price, he's a proven commodity running back, all conference USA talent, so he didn't see the field. So Flex Joseph, KJ Owens, and Katravis Jeter. You told me about him, and Blue, he was running hard. I mean, he looked like a guy who was happy to be there early and in camp, and they had, you know, the majority of the carries here that they did for the spring game, and then also guys like Gathan Bernadal and Henry Gray coming out and making plays. So that was really the big takeaway from the spring game itself. But, you know, the lasting thing that I think I can give you from Coach Davis's presser is it's the quarterback position. And that's why I led with the offensive coordinator hire. You know this as well as anybody. If they can't get quarterback straightened out, they're not going to have any chance to win any ball game next year. So between, you know, now and next 4 months, between Wiggins, Hayden Carlson, and Max Borgenschlager, we'll have to get that fixed.
Now, I know that the Hayden Carlson, a lot of people are telling me that he throws the ball extremely well. It comes from a background where he's been around it all his life, the game. They had the kid, who is the other, what about the kid from Sanford Seminoles? Is he still there?
Yeah. So Kalen Wiggins, he's still there. And then Wiggins, the grad transfer, Max Borgenschlager from Maryland. Yeah, the Wiggins is Seminole. Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously what they have to do, and you take a look at the offense, I mean, he's going to have to, since it's a new quarterback situation, you're going to have to, he's going to have to change some things up, don't you think? I mean, it's, I mean, I don't think he could, you know, I don't, I you know, I mean, it's tough to run the same offense if the quarterback's, yeah. Well, Wiggins, to me, seems like the guy who's been around the longest to learn it, no?
Yes, yes. No, yeah, Blue, you're correct. So, he's been in the program longer than anybody, you're correct.
Yeah, and he's had no extensive playing time. He's had playing time, but not as extensive. Offensive line-wise, I know they had a few new faces in there. How do they look offensive line-wise?
Well, the big thing, and a kid, again, from your neck of the woods, Mershon Miller, he enters the transfer portal, and when you talk with Joel Rodriguez, the line coach, he's like, hey, that's one of my top two or three guys right there, so they're looking to replace him. The big thing right now is J.D. Gomez coming in from Temple, South Florida kid, you know, from Miami, so he's in the rotation. But, Blue, it's going to be, I think, the struggle for this team, offensively speaking, outside of quarterback, is it's not that they don't have talent on the offensive line. They managed to recruit fairly well. Inexperienced, Blue, you know, no matter how talented you are, when you're coming in, you're seeing your first real playing time as a redshirt freshman. It may take those guys a few games to gel. Guys like Shamar Hobdi-Lee and Julius Pearson, the kid out of Sanford Seminole that Coach Rodriguez is very high on. He actually came in as a center, but they're projecting him as a guard tackle. So the big thing is, you know, they may see how those transfers come in. Guys like Appy Main, a former starting center at Kansas, and then J.D. Gomez, and hope that those guys, Dante Keys, former North Carolina A&T starter, can come in and provide a veteran presence. But, yeah, in order to get that depth, that 7, 8, 9 guys, they're going to depend on some young guys to come in and you know, really produce really quickly.
Yeah, no doubt. Eric Henry joining us. Here's the thing, too. When you take a look, I was just kind of having that conversation with Chris Knee about Florida State. I mean, they're not in that situation now. Everybody that comes aboard has to play. I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, there's not those moments where, you know, back in the day with Miami or any successful program, I mean, I'm sure that Alabama fans and Ohio State and such see it now where you'll see the spring game and you'll walk behind the bench and then you'll look at the names on the back and you go, oh, man, I forgot they had him. You know, I mean, a kid who was a 4-star. And see, that's where programs like Miami, that's where programs like FIU need to get to. They need to have that depth just in case. I mean, you know, it's nice, but first things first, they got to build something front line. And that's where I'm sure FIU is now. What about defensively? I mean, they have guys. I was looking at the roster, and they have guys that can make plays. They have speed. They have some size. Just what they're waiting for is some of these kids to develop, I think.
Blue, you hit the nail on the head. The big thing, and this has been the thing since I've been covering the program since 2018, this defensive line, since I've been covering the team, this is now my fourth year, they've consistently been the bottom third of Conference USA and sacks from the defensive line, not those, you know, those little sacks or two you get from the linebackers and safeties that, you know, kind of pad the stats. Sacks from the defensive line and then run defense and tackles for loss. That's been a struggle for them, and they lost a couple defensive tackles, one to the transfer portal and one who was the last player from the Ron Turner era, and Andrew Tarver, just chose to leave football because, you know, you know, who wants to be in college for 6, 7 years, right? So well, there's that going.
I'm not saying anything. I know a lot of people like so I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm in Milton, too, talk. It took me 5 to get out of UCF. But I'll wrap it up quick, Luke. But in terms of guys, you know, they've got guys on the roster in the secondary, the Dorian Hall, the Dames twins, right, the Josh Turners. They're solid, right? I think that linebacker, while the young guys at defensive line are developing, it's going to depend on veterans like Jamal Gates from Palm Beach. And then they got Eric Mitchell, who's, of course, the local kid from South Florida down there, transferred from UCF. He was a stud at UCF, and, you know, the situation happened where he ended up, you know, leaving the program, and that's FIU's game. But I think the strength is going to be those linebackers and maybe making some plays in the backfield while those young defensive linemen develop.
Yeah, no, that's good enough. That's good enough. People are going to want to follow you. How are they going to do it? How are they going to listen to your podcast? I know you still have the Shula podcast wound up. Tell everybody how they can follow you until we meet here again.
Absolutely, Blue. You can find me on Twitter at Eric C. Henry _. You can find my work at SBNation.com or Underdog Dynasty, SB Nation's home for G5 football coverage. And I always forget to shout out the Shula Bowl Pod, so I'm glad you did it. Shula Bowl Pod, our home for FAU and FIU coverage. And Blue Hop's on from time to time, so gotta listen out for him as well.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Eric. As usual, we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, buddy. Take care.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, FIU beat writer and Conference USA podcast host.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.